from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi troops battling in Ramadi. Iraqi troops battled Tuesday in the center of Ramadi in a fierce push to reclaim the city from Islamic State militants. Sabah al-Numani, a spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service, said the fighting was happening in neighborhoods surrounding a government complex with support from the Air Force. Iraqi troops are removing roadside bombs as they try to push forward. Coalition warplanes have carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets on the outskirts of the city. The loss of Ramadi in May was a major setback for the Iraqi government and the army. The effort to retake the city, located 100 kilometers west of Baghdad, has taken months with fighting on the outskirts and work to cut off militant supply lines running into Ramadi. Six American service members were killed Monday by a suicide bomber riding a motorbike near Bagram Air Base, an attack claimed by the Taliban. It's the highest death toll among U.S. personnel in months. Christopher Snedden, a South Asia analyst with the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies.
There's a very well-known Pakistani journalist called Ahmed Rashid, who's written a lot about the Taliban in Afghanistan, who's now claiming that the Afghan regime is in total panic over the Taliban's current offensive and that it's not improbable the Taliban may come back. And if they are to capture Helmand, then that would be part of that particular comeback, I suppose, because that, again, is their heartland, and it will be very difficult for the Afghan forces to retake that.
At the UN Monday, Special Afghan Representative Nicholas Haysom warned that the Kabul government will need to prove itself for further international support in the new year. He said the government of the President Ghani also needs to find a political route to peace. This is VOA News. Bosnia police have arrested 11 people suspected of alleged ties with Islamic State and its militants fighting in Syria and Iraq. Speaking to reporters, a federal police inspector, Marina Zulik, said that the suspects were involved in inciting and organizing terrorist attacks. In this operation, 11 people linked to Reform, financing of terrorism, inciting and organizing criminal acts, and recruiting fighters for wars in other countries have been arrested. Zulik added that they use private houses for the religious gatherings and organized lectures without permission of the Islamic community in the country. It said raids were conducted near the military barracks in the suburb of Bosnia, where a gunman killed two Bosnian army soldiers in November in what authorities qualified as an act of terrorism. In the past 2 months, Nigerian and Cameroonian troops have freed hundreds of people in Nigeria who were being held captive by Boko Haram militants. Many are now living in an open-air transit camp in the northern Cameroonian town of Kolofata. Moki Edwin Kinzika went there to meet with them and has this report for VOA.
Some of the now displaced Nigerians accuse Cameroonian troops of burning huts and killing as many as 150 villagers during these operations, something the Cameroonian government has denied. Akemangeti, a Cameroonian troop commander in Kolofata, said the raids had been a success and will continue until Boko Haram is crushed.
Positively, we never lost any soldier here. We have killed many of the Boko Haram. For the present moment now, so we are controlling the position without any difficulties.
The officer said the former captives will remain in the transit camps until their villages are secure. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Kolofata.
The government of Cameroon and humanitarian agencies are taking care of the needs of the former hostages now, many of whom say they plan to stay in the camp for the time being. The head of the UN's office in Geneva said Tuesday the world body intends to host Syrian peace talks there next month. This is Michael Moeller.
The Syria talks will resume in January here in the Palais. No date yet to give you, but it will happen in January.
Geneva was the site of two rounds of UN-brokered peace talks early last year between President Bashar al-Assad's government and rebels who'd been fighting him since March of 2011. The International Organization for Migration says the number of migrants and refugees entering Europe in 2015 has gone over the 1 million mark, the largest influx of its kind since the end of World War II. According to records, 1,005,504 migrants from Africa and the Middle East. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.